All right, guys, we've all been there. It's client feedback time, you're sitting in the cozy confines of your edit suite, and then all of a sudden you're thrust into the messy world of rendering, encoding, uploading to Dropbox, and emailing the clients. It's crazy. That is until today. The Whipster review panel for Adobe Premiere Pro lets you send your edit to your clients without leaving Premiere. Whipster does all the encoding, uploading, sharing, and collating of feedback behind the scenes. Sit back and relax as the comments appear directly in your Premiere Pro timeline as markers. It's seamless, smooth, and speedy. It's a revolution in collaboration. To find out more and to install the review panel, head to whipster.com. So check it out. It's the Whipster review panel for Premiere Pro at whipster.com. Welcome to AOTG.com's The Cutting Room. I'm your host, Gordon Burkell, and today we're continuing our tour of NAB 2016 with Avid. Today we sit down with Matt Fury and Tony Caridi from Avid to discuss the announcements that Avid made at NAB. Now, the one thing I have to give you a heads up, the noise is a bit crazy. As I was telling you before in the other episodes, the noise at NAB is pretty insane. It's not as bad as usual. The one thing to look out for is we had multiple mics, so depending on who's talking, it sounds different in the background. Because depending on which way we were pointed, it sounds a little different. So I apologize for the sound in the background, but as I said, NAB's pretty crazy to record in. That said, I also want to point out that our sponsors have been Whipster for the last month. It's been amazing. They've been so supportive. And one of the more exciting things was that people at NAB approached Whipster to tell them that they had heard of Whipster through AOTG.com. It meant a lot to us that you guys did that. So if you ever see anyone from the companies that support us, please go up and tell them that you hear about them through us and that they, you know, it means a lot to us that they support us. So thanks for going out there and letting them know that at NAB. And of course, at future events, make sure to let them know. So with all that said, here's my interview with Matt and Tony from Avid.
Let's start with the announcements for Avid. What were some of your guys' announcements this year?
You know, probably the biggest thing, at least from my perspective, is the announcement of the new Avid Nexus shared storage platform. It was about 20 years ago that Avid really pioneered software-defined storage for media and entertainment with a product called Unity. Really big success, primarily targeted at the facility class, you know, professional post-production environment, things like that. Really made it easy for people to collaborate together on projects. Took off, was great. And then they introduced a product called Avid Isis, which is all about scalability, moving up into an enterprise environment. And again, very successful, between the two of them, over 3,000 installations in some of the most demanding environments used on not just broadcast environments, which obviously are mission critical, but things like major motion pictures like Star Wars, TV shows like Game of Thrones, but still no real offering for smaller work groups. Now with Nexus, we actually scaled down. So you're starting at 20 terabytes and 24 clients, you have a product called Avid Nexus Pro, which is ideal for smaller work groups. Then moving up the chain, the new Avid Nexus E2 and E4 help you expand in terms of storage and scalability. And then also on top of that, it's not just the breadth of the offering, it's just what it does. I think Avid is probably the only company that I'm aware of that not only makes a shared storage solution, but also makes some of the leading creative applications that would run on it, like Pro Tools and Media Composer. So there's definitely an understanding built in of what the creative people need, how a shared storage solution should fit in that environment, primarily not to be disruptive. So it's incredibly easy to administer and maintain. It's all just a browser-based UI. And then I think it begs some defining of these new terms like software-defined storage, virtualized storage, because it really just sounds like a lot of marketing talk. The way it implements itself is something like a flex drive in Nexus, where you could literally, in the browser, just scale up and scale down a workspace while people are working. So you never stop the creative process. Where Nexus starts, and that was available in Isis, but where Nexus really takes to the next level is just the granularity of how you can configure these things and how much redundancy you can build, and you can actually mirror an individual workspace. So it's gone beyond just a physical volume that you could protect, but now down to a virtual space that you can protect. So just incredible amount of flexibility. Another one of my favorite marketing terms is high availability, which basically means that it's bulletproof. So we're very excited about that. Obviously from the shared storage standpoint. Tony, you want to talk into my lapel if I forgot anything?
Yeah, you hit it all.
Okay.
Just reinforce the fact that one of the big advantages above Isis is that with the previous models of Isis, you're kind of locked into a certain hardware, and the capabilities of that hardware were very much defined. And if you found, hey, well, my business is now growing, I want to scale, didn't have that modular, scalable approach that you have now with Nexus. With Nexus, you can literally just add the storage and the software capability will scale with it. With the prior generation shared storage, you were literally, you had this box now, and you literally would have to buy another one on top of it. So you know, that's another huge advantage, would you say?
Well, it seems like it's a big thing for accessibility, right? Because, like you and I were talking about just before, so it's gone from, you know, going to a massive post house with huge soundboards and everything to a guy on his laptop trying to get it to work, or maybe a couple of people working in a small space.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, so I've only got 10 people in my facility, and we use all kinds of different creative applications. I still have the same needs for performance, same needs for reliability that you're going to have at the top tier of the marketplace. So, you know, why deny them that? So now it's something that's, you know, starting at $14,000, I have this solution available to me. And it's, you know, if you're going to cater to that market, you also have to understand that they're going to use all kinds of different creative applications, not just Media Composer and Pro Tools, but, you know, After Effects and Premiere and Resolve and Final Cut Pro X or 10 or however you want to call it. And Nexus, you know, qualifies all those things on the platform, so you don't even have to really think about that. In fact, on our main stage demo, that's a big part of what we're showing is using these different applications on mm-hmm. Nexus.
Well, you talked about going between systems, and there was a big announcement with color.
With FilmLight?
Yeah.
Yes. FilmLight. Yes, FilmLight. You know, FilmLight's been a partner of ours for a long time. Their base light additions for Avid plugin, really incredible, brings almost the full complement of base light tools right inside Media Composer. Mm-hmm. So with Media Composer, you know, your core is really editorial and media management. It really excels at that. Has some good color correction, some good tracking, some good effects stuff in there that can get you 80% of the way in just about everything. But when you want to go to that next level up, you really need to go to someone that specializes in that aspect. And that's where the plugins come in. And certainly that's where Baselight comes in. So we have the Symphony Color Corrector, which still does some really unique things in terms of relational color correction. Using metadata to apply color correction intelligently in your timeline. But when you want to go into that high-end color correction, you use Baselight. And we're actually announcing a bundle with FilmLight, Media Composer and Baselight bundle for $19.99, which is pretty awesome. And this is really sort of born out of our, I don't want to call it an initiative, because it's really where our heads have been for a long time now, but about partnerships and building a marketplace where all these different complementary tools, whether it's Media Composer, Baselight, Boris's Mocha Pro, are all available and work together better than they ever have before.
Well, and it seems like the big thing for Avid over the last couple of years has been accessibility and workability between products, because, you know, last year you guys, I think it was last year, you did basically Pro Tools free and Avid free.
Pro Tools first.
Which is great, because then schools like the ones I've worked at who can't afford it, all of a sudden they can now teach it and make it accessible. And it's the same thing now where it's like, we need to get to, you know, FilmLight, we need to get to wherever, and you're just making it easier and easier.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great thing for everybody that the tools have become so, as use the term used, accessible. We had Ben Rosenblatt, one of the co-producers of Star Wars, here yesterday doing a main stage presentation. And, you know, as usually happens, the case came up where someone asked a question like, so what software should we use? And, you know, certainly he was there in our booth talking, but he was pretty diplomatic about it. He said, really, it primarily doesn't matter what creative applications you want to use, as long as you're getting the most out of them, you feel you're able to express yourself to the fullest extent. So, but if you want to get a job working with me or in Hollywood, I got to be honest, you're really going to have to learn Media Composer. Yeah. And that used to be a real challenge for people. You know, I remember, I don't want to think back to when I started, but back when I started, Avid was just an idea. But even in the early days, to get on a system, you had to get into a film school, or you had to get on the, you know, the low rung of the totem pole at a facility and, you know, get on the night shift.
Yeah,
it was probably how you did it, yeah. And now it's, you know, for a student, you know, $10 a month, I can get Media Composer. This, and not just a hobbled version of it, the same thing they used to do Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I think it's important to frame this up in terms of the how it aligns to the overall vision, too, because you're talking about accessibility, you're talking about some of the third-party tools that enable these workflows. This all is the reason that we're creating a platform. This is why we're putting platform first. The platform enables accessibility. The platform is enabling subscriptions and freemium solutions like Pro Tools First. It's also enabling us to keep these products best in class. It's enabling us to have a open connectivity partner platform, which you can see on the show floor here, which you know, is pretty proof, pretty hard evidence that we're an extremely open platform. We're relying on standardized SDKs, so it's really easy for companies like, you know, New Blue or whoever, Filmlight, to provide solutions, because it's such a crazy dynamic, fast moving market. We can't possibly provide all these solutions ourselves, so we have to provide a platform where these other technology partners can play and play easily and make their tools accessible.
Well, and I guess in that sort of same vein, are you guys? I was asking a few people earlier. You know, when you're working at a company, a big company like Avid, a lot of times your products can be siloed almost in the sense of like, I'm working on Pro Tools, I got to get this creation out. I'm working on Avid.
That was Avid for a long time.
So how has that changed? How do you guys work together to make sure that they are friendly, I guess you said?
Well, first and foremost, when our CEO, Luis Hernandez, came in, he radically changed the whole structure of the company to be aligned around creating a platform. So so that was number one. He made sure that each one of the components were modules that were accessible and usable throughout the platform. Proof of that is that the audio engine is the same in Pro Tools and in Media Composer. The video engine is the same one in Pro Tools and Media Composer. Sibelius, the Sibelius notation engine is the same thing that's in Pro Tools. So we have all of these components, and they are shared components now. And they weren't necessarily shared components across. You know, we had workflows across, obviously, yeah. Media Composer, Pro Tools. That's kind of what's you know, launched this whole thing, but. You didn't have, it wasn't like the basis of the engineering and the market, the product roadmap. So I think that's probably the most fundamental changes, that we really restructured the whole company around this model to put the platform first. Because, you know, like you were saying, Matt, the who is it was saying, it doesn't matter as much the creative tools you're using. It's, you know, it's the story or it's the song that matters. So in an environment like that, you can't just rely on creating the best tool. Of course, it's important for us to continue to make the best tool. So Media Composer is going to stay best in class, Pro Tools will, but they can't be the only thing, because there's other places we need to start providing value.
Okay. Well, I have one last question to ask you guys, and that's what I've been asking everyone when I do the interviews, and that's, how are you guys going to wind down after the craziness of NAB? Or can you? Do you have to go back to work?
It's a small place out in the desert. I like to go just by myself, a pair of flip-flops and a case of beer. That's about it.
Sounds perfect. How about yourself, if you're able to?
Oh, man. What am I going to do? I'll probably sleep for 3 days.
Well, thanks so much for letting me interview you guys.
Thanks, Gordon.
Thanks for the time.
So that was my interview. I'd like to thank everyone at Avid for having me in their booth. I'd also like to thank Matt and Tony for sitting down with me to discuss the announcements. Some great products coming out from Avid, and I was excited to see in the newsfeed today that Avid's actually going to be expanding its workforce. So if you're listening to this and you're looking for work at Avid, they're currently looking. So congratulations to Avid on that. With all that said, I'd like to thank Tony and Matt for joining me this episode. I'm Gordon Raquel. Thanks for listening.